My wife's iPad was possessed, and using this, we won that battle. You have to hear this story. How did we know that something was going on? First of all, a lot of things had already been happening. There had been this huge lightning storm down here where we live. And because of that, and we felt like it was a spiritual attack, the gate was broken, the fridge kind of was burned, and we had to repair it with warranty. My son's computer got fried. We had to change the water heaters. We lost several other things. There was so many things happening. So we knew and suspected that something was going on, and we're also familiar with the idea of spiritual warfare. But connecting with the iPads, I've had this experience before with one of my most popular purgatory videos. When I was publishing that video, and I had never ever had this problem, it just wouldn't do it. I tried this, I tried that, I tried the other thing. Nothing that I did would work. And then I knew that something was going on, so I began praying over it, and I think I blessed it with holy water, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and then it finally worked. I don't know what it even was that I prayed. And that video got 50,000 views, despite the fact that it's pretty similar to other videos that typically get 10 to 15,000 views. So my wife, and by the way, her NFP practice of teaching Marquette Method to women is growing and doing amazing. But if you need her help so that you do not want to use artificial contraception, contact her. Here's the contact information. What was she working on? She was working on a video of the class that she typically teaches to women. And she wants to make it to where now people can kind of purchase that separately. And so she's updating her website. She had worked on that video for hours. She had paid an editor to do a lot of work with it. And then she was putting in the final touches. And then when we came to try to publish it, to save it as a video, to upload it, it wouldn't work. We tried this, we tried that. We reset the iPad, we restarted, we did everything that was humanly possible. And I thought, I don't want to get frustrated with this. So we put it down and then we left it for the following day and we just went to bed. Well, my wife, even without even telling me, she got inspired by the Holy Spirit. And what did she do? She took that blessed salt and she put a ring of salt around it. There's no instructions on these types of things. So she was letting the Holy Spirit inspire her. And she began praying prayers of deliverance and renunciation over that iPad. And she said that the second that she did that, boom, it started working. It published the video, it saved it, and she was able to upload it. Everything worked. And when I heard that, I knew it confirmed what we had been thinking, that this is all an attack of the enemy. Now, it begs the question, here's a few things that we got to talk about. So we know that demons can possess people, but apparently, and we hear this, they can possess animals, they can possess objects, and even places. So in that battle, we have weapons to use. I'll never forget the dream that a friend of mine had, where she saw this fight raging in this kind of far-off city, and she was asking the Lord, please give me a weapon, please give me a weapon. And then the Lord turned to her and gave her a bottle of holy water, and she was like, seriously? We greatly underestimate these ordinary things that God gives us, holy water, blessed salt, and we think they're a joke, but they're really powerful, as I'm learning, and I knew, but now I'm seeing it really for myself in my life. So the next day, when she told me the story, what did I do? Now, this was about 2 days ago. So then I said, you know what? We've been having all these issues with our house. Let's do this. So I took the blessed salt, and then I just sprinkled just a little. I sprinkled a circle of salt around our house. Yeah, you guessed it. You were probably thinking about that. I went all around the house, from one end to the other. And then with my wife, we just pray some very simple renunciation prayers and deliverance prayers, nothing fancy. We didn't even follow a formula. We were just praying, kind of renouncing all the different things that happened. And several things happened. First of all, my wife and I kind of started getting along even better than we had been for a few days. And so I knew that was a big deal. So if all of you knew the power of blessed salt to help in your marriages, marriage therapists would go out of business. Well, along with that, 2 days later, and for those 2 days, we were hearing this beeping throughout the house, this very faint beeping. And I thought, what is that? I thought I was going crazy. I checked in the attic, I checked all over the house. And then one day my wife said, Alvaro, I got to tell you something. I'm hearing this beeping. I'm going crazy. I thought it was just me. She was hearing it too. It was so faint. And then we heard that it was just outside one of our bathroom windows. We went around and lo and behold, the water softener that had not been working for a year and a half because it got destroyed in a freeze that we had about a year and a half ago, all of a sudden was working and it needed to just be recalibrated. And we thought, That was crazy. So this stuff is amazing. So how do you get it? First of all, there's essentially two blessings for salt. Typically when a priest does the you could say modern blessing for water, all that they're asking is that the water be a source of blessing. Now, the old formula specifically blesses water and salt so that it could be used against evil, which is why exorcists use that formula to bless water and salt. It's a different ritual, takes about a minute and a half. So if you know a priest in your area that will do this, go and get it. This is just like a salt shaker. I mean, it's not even placed in a special container. We'd had it for several years and did nothing with it. So think about all the things that are happening in your life. Appliances that are breaking, diseases or illnesses that you have that could be spiritual in nature and not necessarily only biological. Do the same thing. Now, you might do it differently. We just put salt all around it. Simple prayers of renouncing whatever it is that we want to renounce, the illness, the cancer, spirits affecting whatever is in the house. And then it just got rid of it and it worked. Thanks be to God that we have this faith that gives us this amazing thing. So my friends, get your hands on some blessed salt. I don't know the priest around you that will bless that for you, but you have to do that work. But if you're having issues in your life, that's what you need to do. And if you are looking to stop artificial contraception and you want a good Marquette Method teacher, they always have to be a nurse, consider reaching out to my wife. And you can also consider just paying for the instructional video that she has, and then she could have some follow-up classes with you. So thank you for watching this video. Pray for me, and I will see you in the next one.